So last week, as you know, we had a really big storm here in Tulsa. And after that storm, my house was without electric power for almost 4 days. So how did you guys fare, Jerry?
Yikes, 4 days without power. We were in the dark for 3 days.
You know, losing electric power like that reminds me just how dependent we are on the modern conveniences of life, most of which require electric power.
And on how much we take those things for granted.
So let's talk about electric power. This is Science Matters. I'm John Henshaw.
And I'm Jerry McCoy.
The first electric power distribution system was installed in Manhattan in 1882. It had 59 customers. Want to take a guess who built it?
Well, let's see. If it was the 1880s and it involved electricity, it must have been Thomas Edison.
Bingo. Edison had invented the incandescent electric light bulb just a few years earlier. But in order for folks to be able to use Edison's light bulbs, there had to be a way to continuously supply their homes and businesses with electricity.
So the power grid Edison built in Manhattan was the grandfather of the modern electric distribution systems we have today throughout the industrialized world.
Well, yes and no. Edison's system was the first, but the systems we use today are fundamentally different because they don't use the same type of electric current that Edison's system supplied.
Is this an AC versus DC story?
Absolutely. Edison's first system supplied DC, direct current, at 120 volts to his Manhattan customers.
And modern electric power distribution systems utilize AC, alternating current.
Right. Almost immediately, Edison's DC system was challenged by an AC system that was developed by Edison's bitter rival, George Westinghouse. The competition between Edison's DC system and Westinghouse's AC system was the great granddaddy of what we now call a technology war.
Oh, you mean like Blu-ray versus DVD or Mac versus Windows?
Or going back even further, VHS versus Betamax or 8-track versus cassette tapes.
So Edison and Westinghouse duked it out over DC versus AC power distribution, hmm?
Boy, did they ever. Today, we call it the War of Currents.
And I guess Edison lost that war, right?
He did. His DC system of power distribution had a fatal flaw. When you transmit electric current through a wire from point A to point B, there are always losses due to inefficiency.
The wire heats up, and that heat represents power.
In order to be efficient at transmitting power over long distances, you want the voltage to be as high as possible. In today's systems, power is transmitted long distances from remote power stations, which might be fueled by coal, natural gas, hydroelectric, nuclear, or wind power. Voltages well over 100,000 volts might be utilized to transmit that power.
But inside my house, everything operates at 120 volts.
One of the great virtues of alternating current is the ease with which you can change or transform the voltage. So AC can be efficiently transmitted over long distances at high voltage and then transformed to lower voltages when it gets to its destination.
Such as my house with its 120-volt system.
Right. The problem with Edison's DC system was that there was no way to transform the voltage. Edison's customers needed 120 volts, so he had to create electricity at 120 volts in his power plant.
And transmitting the power at 120 volts to his customers was terribly inefficient.
So much so that in order to expand his system, Edison would have been obliged to create a new power plant every few blocks. Westinghouse's competing AC system, with its ability to transform voltages, had no such limitations.
Yeah, who wants a power plant in their neighborhood? Edison's DC system may have been technologically inferior, but it sounds like the Wizard of Menlo Park didn't go down without a fight.
That's putting it mildly. Edison went to some truly outrageous lengths to try and discredit Westinghouse's AC system. His main strategy was to try and convince folks that AC power was unsafe. As part of his campaign of misinformation, he even invented the electric chair, which ran, of course, on alternating current.
So the electric chair was a byproduct of the War of Currents?
Yes. Edison convinced several states to switch from hanging to the electric chair as their method of capital punishment. But he did not succeed in getting his pet name for the process adopted.
Oh, I'm almost afraid to guess.
Today, we do not refer to those that have been subjected to the electric chair's lethal currents as having been Westinghoused.
Well, hooray for that.
Strangely enough, the main technological drawback to direct current for power transmission, the lack of a means of transforming voltages, was eventually overcome. Voltage conversion technology has developed steadily over the years, and today high-voltage DC power transmission has advantages over conventional AC, and it is frequently chosen, especially for very long distances.
Well, somewhere Thomas Edison is smiling.
From the University of Tulsa, this is Science Matters. I'm John Henshaw.
And I'm Jerry McCoy.